Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 136. The Shaking. The shaking is a Bible doctrine as certain as the other established doctrines. An early mention of it is when the reformer Nehemiah shook his lap and said, "So God shake out every man that performeth not his vow of obedience." The reformer wanted to see some works that would validate the people's professed faith. God will arise to shake the earth mightily. He will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. However, this may come as a natural cataclysm, but the basic idea of a shaking among God's people is that the Lord is fed up with the hypocrisy of professed faith that is not validated by appropriate works. The world itself is tottering in rotting immorality, with the collapse of simple, basic decency taking place before our eyes. Before the shaking is complete, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But there will be some truths that will remain unshaken. And each of us is a microcosm of the world and the church being shaken. We watch astonished as some we knew who once professed a firm faith in biblical inspiration now cast doubts on it and spew ideas rooted in mysticism, so desperate are they in trying to endure the spiritual famine that is raging in church after church. Side by side with the shaking that comes on the church will be that famine, says the Lord God. I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. In that day the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst. Someone wisely said that the time will come when we must gather warmth from others' coldness. Yes. That's where we are now. The warmth of the genuine Holy Spirit is given to us, through the Word. He will not leave one hungry, thirsty soul to perish. So, tell the Lord that you believe, but please help your unbelief. To receive into your hungry soul those new covenant promises the Lord made to Abraham. Yes, you are Abraham's descendant if you believe the gospel. Then keep on believing what the Spirit of Truth says, and enjoy your victory.